weekly show where we weekly broadcast, where we explore issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians. My name is Deji Ayerinde. I am your host for this evening. Now, ordinarily, I will be in the studio with my co-host, Maxine. Today, I am on my own. Initially, Maxine was going to be here, and also in the studio with me ordinarily would have been our radio show controller, Hope, but neither of them are with me today. And part of the reason for that is because it's just one of those weeks. It's just one of those seasons where, to be blunt, we weren't sure whether to continue, whether to host the show, whether to even have the show this week. So Maxine may be listening. I trust that you are. Hope, I also trust that you are. So what I decided to do was to come into the studio on my own today. You know, being a hero. Yay. No, I'm kidding. Coming into the studio today, just giving particularly those of you who are our regular listeners an opportunity to join in, to listen in, to send in your questions, your thoughts. It's just going to be me today, as I said, and my intent today is just to share my heart with you, where I am at and what's been going on, and perhaps even hear from you as well. I'll also, in doing so, I'll also be playing some music and sharing bits and pieces with you. If you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, one of the things that we like to do on this show, even though today is a different one, is to invite you to join in. You can reach us via the usual ways. If you're on social media, you can reach us using our usual handle, which is PHBC, whether that's on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. If you prefer WhatsApp, you can reach us on 07950 995539. That's 07950 995539. And hey, you should have that number saved anyway. So welcome to the show. Today, as I said, it's a freestyle show. I have some thoughts on my mind, and I just thought, you know, let's just come in the studio, play some music, let's have a conversation, see what's what. I'm going to start off the show with a piece of music. This is by one of the most, I think he's one of the most popular gospel Christian singers out there, Christian ministers out there, Travis Green. And I think this is a good song to kick off the show with, because the title of the song says it all. This is a show where there's no agenda. The agenda is that there's no agenda. The topic is that there's no topic, even though last week we said we were going to talk about purpose. But I'll talk a little bit about that and hopefully be a lead on to what we talk about next week. But the fact that we're here, where the agenda is no agenda, where the topic is no topic, I think sometimes God calls us into these environments, into these moments, and he calls us particularly to be still and know, be still, recognize, be still, and remember that he is God. And that's the title of this song by Travis Green.
Everybody's moving. Everyone is going somewhere. With everything they're trying, just to make it to a place where I am not there. But when the noise is over, still a small voice you will hear. I hope that you believe me when I tell you that I will handle all of your cares. Just wait on me and be still and
you really want. Then I already know who you are. And I love you that way. Even with the noise of lover, still small, but you were here. Get to where I'm calling you. Calling you, calling you. Just give me your faith and be still.
Couldn't really ask for more than that, couldn't you? Just to come to that place of recognition, that place of understanding, that place of acceptance that we need to be still and know that He is God. There's a refrain as we come to the end of that song, or sort of the latter part of that song. And in that refrain it says, I will be still. I will be still. And so here's my question. How often have you found yourself in a situation where you know God is calling you to be still? How often have you found yourself in a situation in a place where you know that God is saying to you, hey, I've got this. I've got this. Don't worry about it. Whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever it is that may be on your mind, be still. And know that I am God. And I think that sometimes God calls us in the midst of whatever it is we're facing, in the midst of whatever trial, temptation, you know, stress, situation, circumstance, whatever it may be, to just pause, open our hands, release it to him. I, for one, over the last couple of months have been, you know, thinking and reviewing and looking and saying, oh Lord, where are we going? Where am I going? As you will know, many of you will know, I pastor, I'm the lead pastor of a church. And so part of what I've been asking is, Lord, where are we going? What's happening? What's, you know, what have you got for us, Lord? Where next, Lord? Where could we be going? Where should I be going? And sometimes God is saying, just, I've got this. Stop overthinking it. Stop hyper-analyzing it. I've got this. Yield it to me, and I'll look after it. We know that scripture that says, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will fall into their rightful place. Everything else that's yours will fall into their rightful place. And the reason we're able to do this is because we have that hope, the assurance that that God has done it. God will do it. God is doing it. And we know that because of our faith in Christ, the one who ultimately paid and led us to God, brought us back into this relationship with God. I've got another track for you. I've got another song I would like to play in this time of reflection on the show today. This is Being Mindful, in case you're wondering, oh, this is different. Yeah, it's still Being Mindful, but it's just me in the studio bringing you some of my reflections, some of my thoughts. I'm playing some music, music that has spoken to me over the years and that is speaking to me now. And this particular track, many of you will know or may know Fred Hammond from Commissioned. He was the main guy, I think he was the founder actually of Commissioned. But Commissioned is one of those bands, one of those groups that over the years had loads of different people coming through. You know, the Dawkins brothers came through, Park Stewart came through, Marvin Sapp was a member of Commissioned. And there's this particular chap who also came through Commissioned and continued to use his gifts as a worship leader, as a gifted singer and worship leader. This is Keith Staton with his version, Keith Staton and his choir, his backing singers, with his version of that very famous worship song, Jesus, We Enthrone You.
Hallelujah. Take your place. shall. Oh, take your place, come Lord Jesus. Yeah. Take your place, take your place, take your place. Hey, yes, take your place, take your place, take your place. Hey, oh Lord, build your throne, build your throne, build it, Lord, build a throne.
Yes, come Lord Jesus and take your place. Isn't that a wonderful prayer? Much more than a song, much more than a hope and a wish. It's actually our prayer that he would take his place in whatever it is that we're going through. As a church here at PHBC, at Pollard's Hill Baptist Church, we're going through a little bit of a transition. There's been some changes, and we're at a point where God is leading us. We're on the threshold of a new season, a new beginning, new change, new changes. And in some regards, it's very exciting. I don't know if you've ever been there yourself. It's a little bit exciting. You think, oh, wow, God's going to do something new. God's going to do something new. And this kind of ties in a little bit to what we were hoping to be discussing today. Unfortunately, we're not going to be doing that. My co-host Maxine isn't here in the studio. It's just me. And our radio show controller Hope is not here either. It is just me. And today we were meant to be talking about purpose. In order for us to, when we get into this place of, you know, we were singing that song, Lord Jesus, come and take your place. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. For us to sing that song and truly mean that song, it's important that we have a sense of an understanding of his place in our lives and his place in the things that he has called us to do, his place in the parts of our lives that in the things that we're involved in our lives. So his place in our ministry, his place in our jobs, his place in our homes, in our families, his place in our habits, our sports, our vocations. Come and take your place. For us as a church, we know that Jesus is the head. It is his church. For us as Pollard's Hill Baptist Church, it is his church. But more than it being his church, one of the key things that's always been important to us as a congregation, as a family of God, is understanding our purpose in community. Why are we here? What are we meant to be doing? And you'll hear more about this when we bring the show back together, back next week, where we will be talking about purpose and seeking to understand purpose as an individual, purpose as an organization, purpose in all its ramifications. We will be seeking to explore purpose. However, as I was saying, for us as church, as PHBC, we are at that place where we're exploring purpose and we're saying, you know, what's our purpose? Why are we here? What are we meant to be doing? And one thing about purpose, again, I don't want to precursor the show. I don't want to go too deeply into it. But one thing about purpose is this. When you are walking in purpose, there is a level of fulfillment. There's a level of happiness that you just enjoy when you're doing what you know you are meant to be doing. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there where you just feel, you know what? I don't think I'm supposed to be here. Maybe it's a job thing. Maybe it's even the car you're driving. Maybe it's whatever it may be. You think, yeah, I'm not sure this is for me right now. And there's a dissatisfaction that comes. It's like your hunger cannot be satisfied. And that's because you're not in purpose. And when you're not in purpose, it's a lot harder to be happier. It's a lot harder to be fulfilled. It's a lot harder to be joyful when you are not in purpose. We'll talk about purpose, as I said, over the coming weeks and the coming shows. Again, you know, my co-host Maxine isn't here. We're not going to do that. But hey, I just thought about this. Let me ask you again. Let me invite you. If you want to chime in, maybe there's something on your mind as you're listening to these songs. They may be speaking to you. Send me a message. You can reach me on the here in the studio on the WhatsApp number, which is 07950 07950-99-5539. 07950-99-5539. Or if you're listening on the radio app, on the PHBC radio app, if you go into the PHBC radio app, just tap the button to contact studio. Send me a message right here, right now, and I'll pick up your message. What are you thinking as you are hearing these songs? And as I was saying, if we are in purpose, or when we are in purpose, it's a lot easier for us to walk in fulfillment and to walk in the joy that comes in that fulfillment. There's a song I'm going to play for you right now as well, which helps me to remember that. There's a great group, and in fact, this is one of the new songs that came out this year. It was released this year. In fact, talking about time frame, the song we just heard, Jesus, We Enthrone You, King's Keith Staton, that song was from the album Glory in the House. I mean, that song's 23 years old. You wouldn't think that just by listening to it. But this particular one I'm going to play now is by King's Kaleidoscope. Great group, great, great, great group, great worship group. And this song was released in 2022. In line with what I've been saying, the song is called Joy.
To wake me up from waiting, do I mean it when I'm praying just to pray to see you move the mountain somehow? I don't want another way to move among the mirrors I'm protecting, and I'm never really claiming all the grace it takes to make a way with you out. I'm giving in.
Joy back.
In the name of Jesus, we have joy. What a song! I'm a little bit of a fan of King's Kaleidoscope. I think that certainly as one of the, I suppose, newer, more modern worship groups, quite like their music. And that was J-O-Y, Joy, by King's Kaleidoscope. As I said, a 2022 release for which we are grateful. So earlier on, I was talking and just saying, I'm just here to share some of my reflections as to where I am at, what I'm thinking, what's going on for me, and just talking about how God has been calling me and I suppose causing me in some regards to just be still. There's a lot going on. There's quite a little bit of uncertainty going on, as I said, with the changes in the organization. I suppose even the fact that we've got a great, great, great event coming up at the end of next month, just literally under a month away. It's on the 27th of August, which is the Pollards Hill Community Fun Day, which we're in the throes of planning for. And there's a lot of work involved in that. We're putting stuff out on social media. We've got the website. It's got its own website, guys. Pollards Hill Community Fun Day has got its own website. I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say about that. An event with its own website. Yay. So, So we've got the planning for the fun day going on. There's a lot of work. There's a lot of activity in that direction. And so we're at that point. And sometimes when we get busy, when we're getting busier and we're getting busier and life is happening and things are going and going and going and going around us, sometimes it's easy to, I suppose, lose sight of who God is. Lose sight of who God is. And I don't know what's going on for you. I don't know how busy you are. I don't know what pressures you're under. I don't know what situations are before you. I want to encourage you tonight. There is, it was just, tomorrow I think makes it 2 weeks ago, when we, myself and a bunch of people, went out to Excel in East London for an evening. This is the God Loves You Tour with Franklin. It was organized by Franklin Graham, the God Loves You Tour. And we were out there and we were very, very blessed to have been ministered to, led in worship by two amazing, world-class, multi-platinum-selling, you know, exceptionally gifted, decades-long in ministry worship leaders, Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. If you were there, ping me a message. Let me know it was you. Let me know you were there as well. What an amazing evening of worship. And even the word was bang on. It was on point. It was great. No issues there. The number of people, it just felt like, you know, I know it was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came out to just make that first time or second time, you know, commitment to the Lord or a recommitment to the Lord, came out and put their hands up and came forward for prayer and said, today, from today on, I will live for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an amazing, amazing night. But for me, one of the key highlights was the worship. And Michael W. Smith rolled in there and I knew, it's like I just knew he was going to sing that song, Our God is an Awesome God. And he has this particular version of it that he did a couple of years ago, just as we were coming out of lockdown, which is an amazing worship event that he did out in the USA. And he brought that version to London, and there's thousands of, I think there was about 15,000 people in the venue singing Our God is an Awesome God. It was just a wonderful night, wonderful night. But C.C. Winans, oh, that, what a gifted woman of God. And she brought it. She brought the best of her gift and led us as we worshipped. There's a song that she has, Believe For It. And Believe For It is a song that I want to use to encourage you. Again, I've used this phrase many times, and I think I've said it already this evening. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's going on. I don't know your situation. I don't know what you're trusting God for. I don't know that thing that is before you where you're saying, Lord, will it happen? Or Lord, how long? Or Lord, when? Or maybe even, Lord, why me? Although many people would answer, why not you? So I don't know what that situation may be, but this song is a song of encouragement that says, no matter what it is you are facing, no matter how tricky, difficult, you know, it may seem, no matter how bleak your prospects may be, for that situation, you have got to believe for it.
Right.
You know, I remember when this song was done during the God Loves You tour. It was amazing. You said, I believe. I remember those words as she sang them. And we all confessed those words, that what God has said, we believe him for it. Scripture tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Our faith is the evidence of things that we haven't seen. And all we need is faith as small as a mustard seed, Jesus said. You know, and that faith can, if we want to tell a mountain to move from one place to another, a faith as small as a mustard seed is all we need to see that happen. So whatever the situation that is before you, whatever it is you're carrying, remember that God enables, he gives us access through Jesus Christ to press into that place of faith so that we too can see mountains moved. We too can believe and see mountains moved. Dr. R.A. Vernon is the pastor of the Word Church. And together with the praise team of this church, there's a wonderful, wonderful song I want to share with you now. And it's a song that just talked about how God came through. God comes through. You know, the songs, you know, I love the lyrics of the song. It starts by saying, you know, I don't want to sing the latest song. I don't want to percolate the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks, you know, if anybody thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care if anybody wants to calm me, trying to get me to calm down. I just want to praise you now. And it's a song that of worship, is a song of recognition, of praise, of recognizing who God is and what God has done. In saying, God, you covered me.
I don't want to sing the latest song. I don't want to percolate the crowd. I just want to make you smile. I don't care who thinks I'm right or wrong. I don't care who tries to calm me down. I just wanna praise you now. You covered me in the midst of it all. You love me. You gave me another chance. You saw my needs when others saw my faults. You forgave me. Have to listen for my name. They don't have to walk me down the aisle. I just wanna make you proud. Should I make the Hall of Fame or they save a special seat? I just hope that you'll be pleased. You cover me in the midst of it all. You love me, gave me another chance. You rescued me. I was going to fall. You saved me. So in my life, glorify, glorify, yeah, yeah, glorify, yeah. Glorify, oh, glorify. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. I just want to say, praise. You get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise.
Take all of the honor,
you take the honor.
I just want to say,
praise.
You get the glory,
you get the glory.
I want you to get the praise,
you get the praise.
You take the honor,
you take the honor.
I just want to say,
get the glory. You get the glory,
Father, you get the praise,
you, get the praise.
You take the honor,
take the honor.
I just want to say,
glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. You get the glory. You get the praise. You take the honor. Amen. Amen. That's how we should live our lives. You get the glory, you get the praise, you take the honor. That was Dr. R.A. Vernon and the Word Church Praise Team. In fact, that song has as a lead singer a man called Timothy Reddick. And you'd never believe listening to that, the song's 9 years old already. That was published, that was recorded. It came out in 2013, all those years ago. What a great song. So today is just one of those shows where I am just, freestyling. I'm just, just sharing songs that are on my heart, where I am at. I saw the message that says my song. Somebody's just sent a message through just to say, yeah, when I clicked play on that, I did think of you as well. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Thanks for the feedback. Just songs on my heart, just saying, you know what, where is God here? Where is God along our journey? You know, the very first song that we started with was the one that says, Be Still by Travis Green. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. And he calls us to be still. He calls us to give him that glory. He calls us to remember that it is to him that the glory belongs. He calls us to remember this. Many years ago, Andre Crouch, and some of you will know that name, Andre Crouch, released a song, To God Be the Glory. And not long after, people started to pick that up, because what a great song, To God Be the Glory, for the great things that he has done. And the song that I'd like to play for you next is literally that. This is Andre Crouch. It features Andre Crouch himself, the late great, should I say, Andre Crouch, who back in the day, those of you who may remember, used to sing with his sister, Sandra Crouch. And this song, To God Be the Glory, is from the album My Tribute. And it's Andre Crouch and the All-Star Choir, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory.
to God be the glory for the great, awesome, wonderful, magnificent, powerful things that he has done. Isn't God good? Well, I want to leave you with this song. This is a song I realize now, we've come to the end of the show, that completely run out of time. Isn't it just great? I just thought, oh, you know, let's just do this. Let's have some time to play some music and listen to various tracks. And I want to end the show with this song. And it is a song that reminds us that if any one of us be in Christ, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, then the new creation has come. We are new. The old has gone. The new is here. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us through himself, through Jesus Christ, and given us the ministry of reconciliation. This is Vashon Mitchell as I sign off with, no, it's not. It's Nashville Life Music with the Reconciler. God bless you.
On my left, God could not have felt more far away. God could not have felt more far away. I needed a mutual spiritual connection. I needed a mutual spiritual connection. Jesus in you, my connection comes. Jesus in you, my connection comes. Reconcile. Take me higher.
get to heaven without you, Jesus. Without you, Jesus. Can't get to heaven without you.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from London to the world. PHB.